life's blood runs strong. At the height of a good life, not a second too long. Winter's shadows fell over the national crown. Al-Qaeda's brash killers brought John O'Neill down. John had pixie eyes and the hands of an earl. From his wide joker face, who'd know the man was so bold? His mind was keen-witted, his heart hunter-fierce, like Conn of Fide Livid, a Baron of old. John followed bin Laden to Lagos and Yemen, where on USS Cole they killed 17 men. He was in the Big Apple on that fateful day, and the gash was ripped deep in our own nation's soul. In the memo from Phoenix, they never told why they were suspicious men learning to fly. Strangely, they didn't care to learn how to land. John O'Neill got the message, and so he was canned. Angry, he left the bureau they had turned away from tracking down terrorists and locking them away. They became once again like in J. Edgar's day, political tools, boudoir cops all around. On September 11, he drove Valerie in the old Buick Sabre to the Fashion Week meet. Then on to his first day as security boss at the World Trade Center, the day it was lost. O'Neill phoned up Val at 9:17, then hurried into Tower 1 to set up command, then into Tower 2 to save lives of those trapped. He was lost in the rubble when the building collapsed. Ever since 9/11, our leaders have failed. They won't tell us the truth. They've lied and they've railed. They played politics with the Bureau and John. Blood is red on their hands. May they reap what they've sown. Plaster saints hang the walls, but heroes are clay. They are regular people hearing their calling one day. Now that John's done his service, where have they all gone? Look in the mirror, there you and me alone.